It's 8:45, live and local from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us. Little Women, the musical. Yes, they did too. They turned it into a musical in the Chanticleer Community Theater in Council Bluffs is mounting that production. Director Suzanne Witham is with me, as well as Anna Perillo, who plays Joe March. And I welcome you both. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Suzanne, let me start with you, as you're the director. You're the one in charge. And I'd love to get your vision on that. Little Women, the musical, why did you choose to do this production?
Well, the Chanticleer Theater actually put Little Women, the musical, on their season. They have a very woman-forward season this year. Other shows, The Women, Little Foxes and My Fair Lady are coming. Little Foxes and My Fair Lady are yet coming up this season.
Wow, Lillian Hellman's Little Fox is a very, very famous show as well.
Yeah, but so I applied to direct this production and was thrilled to be selected. It's a play that a musical that I love a lot. I got the great opportunity to work on it a few years ago at the Omaha Community Playhouse, and I'm loving getting the chance to be at the helm this time in the director's chair, working with this fantastic cast.
You're directing a story that that has been around for
150 years,
right? Okay, very good. Yeah. Glad my math was right.
Yeah.
So how do you carefully approach the vision on this? Because people are going to have their own ideas.
Sure. Well, I, of course, read the books to get familiar with Louisa May Alcott, did a little research to hear, to sort of learn a little bit more about her, because this is semi-autobiographical. So getting a sense of what of her real life she put into the books and what's a little bit different. And then, you know, just loving on these characters, because they're so, each of the sisters is so unique, and the men that come into their lives add to the story. So that was my way of approaching it, just to love on this story that so many people love.
And when you got to work on the production itself, how did the music enrich the story?
Oh, my goodness. So the music is beautiful. Music's by Jason Howland. And our music director, Liz Stinman, has been integral in really bringing this music to life. But, you know, each of the sisters has such a unique personality. They each have their own songs that add to the story and introduce us to their characters. And the music really moves the story forward. It's it goes from heartbreaking to funny to back to heartbreaking again. Little Women has its share of heartbreak, but it's so, so beautiful. It's such a wonderful experience to hear all the music and the incredible artists that are performing.
Quite a journey. Anna Perillo plays Jo March, and Anna, you're playing really an iconic character. How did you approach this role?
Well, I had seen the show, and very familiar with the story as well. I took a lot of myself. I actually see a lot of myself in the character of Jo. So it's kind of the character I related to the most, to be honest. And along the same lines of what Suzanne said, just really loving on the character. And part of what I love about being an actor is being able to use part of myself in the character. So seeing the similarities, but then also seeing the differences. And sometimes playing the differences is just as fun as playing the similarities, because it's ways that you wouldn't normally get to react, or ways you wouldn't normally, you know, respond to different scenarios, and really getting to explore those different parts of you. Of me, you know.
During the rehearsal process, as you open on January 18th, runs the 18th through the 27th, Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30, and there's some Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. as well. And I'll cover this again later on, but ChanticleerTheater.com. It's ChanticleerTheater theater.com for more information. Do you have some favorite moments or a favorite moment for yourself in the show?
Well, there are some very heartbreaking moments, and really exploring those in the rehearsal process it's been a great bonding experience with the other actors, and it's also kind of been a breakthrough moment. So, and I love having those type of breakthrough moments where you just let everything go and let everything out and then reharness it back in.
Sure.
So I feel like those moments are my favorite.
Fantastic. Suzanne, audience appropriate. It is a musical. What would you say would be the age range for folks? It's not that there's any terrible content or anything, but the story is one of fun and then seriousness, and there's music. So it's not really Annie. It's a little older than that, isn't it?
Yeah, Anna and I both talked about the heartbreaking moments, but there are a lot of great, fun, funny moments as well. So it's a lighthearted musical with some depth to it. So I would say ages 10 and up. It's not for little bitty kids, but yeah, it'll be a lot.
Ages 10 and up. You can find more information at ChanticleerTheater.com. It's Little Women, the musical. I thank both my guests for stopping in this morning. Morning Edition continues right now.